Hello and welcome to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Date is May 23rd, 2007. The Chibolote Marines are hosting the Chunichi Dragons for the second day of Interleague Play 2007. Ono Shingo has finished his warm-up pitches for the Chibolote Marines, and we're just about ready to get underway for the Chunichi Dragons. It'll be shortstop Ibata leading off, followed by Tsunami as a designated hitter, batting second. Fukudome bats third in right field. Woods, fourth, playing first base. Morino bats fifth, playing second. Nakamura plays third base, batting sixth. Inoue will be in left field, batting seventh. Lee in center field, bats eighth. And Tanishige is behind the plate for the Dragons, and bats ninth. Ibata, the first pitch, grounded to shortstop. Nishioka up with the ball, throws across the diamond in plenty of time. One pitch, one out. Here in the first. Starting time, 6:16 p.m. Japan Standard Time. The first offering to Tatsunami in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses high and away. That evens the count at 1-1. Ono pitching from the stretch. Third offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Ball low and away. Tatsunami reaching for it. Just getting air. Ono's fourth offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Fukuda fields the ball, takes to the bag himself. Two-way. That would be scored three unassisted. And that'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. The Chibolote Marines won the first round of this series last night by a score of 8-3. Fukudome batting .320 on the year, 9 home runs and 35 RBIs. The first offering misses up high. Ball one. Fukudome, a candidate to be heading to the majors next year. The second offering misses down low. Ball two. The third pitch swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul. Up the first baseline. One strike, two balls, the count. Oh no, set. The fourth offering swung on and lifted deep to right field. Right fielder Benny takes one step back, two steps forward, and makes the catch for out number three. So it's three up, three down for the Dragons here in the first. After half an inning, no score.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Junichi Dragons have Oga Sawada on the mound. He's appeared in three games so far this season. Two wins, no losses, a 1.25 ERA. He'll be facing shortstop Nishioka leading off. Hori bats second, batting second base. Fukuda bats third at first base. Sabado in center field bats fourth. Zuleta, the designated hitter for the Marines tonight, bats fifth. Binney in right field bats sixth. Aono plays third base, batting seventh. Takehara in left field bats eighth. And catcher will be Hashimoto, batting ninth. The first offering to Nishioka swung on and lined. Foul up the third base line. Oga Sawada, second offering, swung on, fouled past the third base coach, two strikes to Nishioka, leading off the bottom of the first inning. It was three up, three down for Ono on the mound for the Marines in the top half of the inning. The third offering just misses outside, ball one. Oga Sawada into the windup. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Lee trotting a little bit toward right. Has the ball lined up and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up second baseman Hori. The first offering to Hori, misses low and inside, ball one.
You have an instant message from Scott Bianchi.
The first offering to Hori. That one's hit deep to center field. It's off the wall. That was the third offering to Hori. Sorry. Pitch was hit off the center field fence. Lee fielded the ball off the wall. Threw it back in, but not before Hori was standing on second with a stand-up double to straightaway center. The first pitch to Fukuda misses low and inside. Ball one. The second offering swung on in lines, right center field. This is going to be trouble. The ball is over Fukudoma's head, one bound to the wall. Hoodie rounds third. He trots on home as Fukuda. Back-to-back doubles put the Chibolote Marines on the board, 1-0, here in the bottom of the first. The first pitch to cleanup batter Sabato misses up and away, ball one. The next offering, that one's in there over the outside part of the plate for a called strike. That evens the count up at 1-1. The next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball to Sabato. The next offering misses down low. Ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. The next offering swung on and grounded to third base. Nori up with the ball, throws across the diamond for the out, holding Fukuda at second. So that's the second out. Runners remains at second base. And that'll bring up Zuleta. The first offering misses low and away to Zuleta. Ball one. Ogasawara comes set. The next offering. That one catches the outside corner. Strike one as Zuleta looks at the umpire funny. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. It's second baseman Moreno fielding the ball and throwing to first in time to retire the side. But not before back-to-back doubles by Hori and Fukuda put the Chibolote Marines up here after one complete by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Junichi Dragons will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Woods, Morino, and Nakamura here in the second. The first pitch to Woods misses inside. Ball one. We're in the top of the second inning. Chibolote Marines leading by a score of 1-0. The second offering down the middle, not caught by Hashimoto. Called strike one. 1-1 the count. The third offering misses low and away. Ball one. I'd gotten a request for the Eagle stream, and you can receive this live anywhere in the world, from what I understand. The fourth offering swung on a miss. Strike two. 2-2 the count to Woods. http://tv.rakuten.co.jp/eagles will bring you to the Eagles stream. Next offering, low and away, ball three. Full count now to Woods. Registration is required, and you'll probably have to be able to understand some Japanese to access that stream. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball four. Woods, the leadoff runner for the Dragons here in the second, is on base. That'll bring up second baseman Morino. The first offering misses up high to Morino. Ball one. Ono Shingo on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. The next offering swung on and lifted high to right center field. Actually, straight away center field. It's center fielder Sabato calling for the ball. He waits a while, and when the ball comes down, makes the catch for out number one. So Morino, a high fly ball to center. That'll bring up third baseman Nakamura. I'm being told that the left-hand side is down for maintenance. I do hope that doesn't mean that they're scrapping their broadcast page. The next offering swung on and lifted to up the right field line. Fukuda going back, and with 1 foot in foul territory, 1 foot in fair territory, makes the catch for out number two. So Nakamura flies out to first. Two away, Woods still at first base. And that'll bring up left fielder Inoue. The first offering to Inoue misses high and tight. Ball one. The next offering misses high and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to Inoue. The third offering catches the outside corner. Strike one. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Two and two. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Hori up with the ball, throws to first base in time for out number 3. So the Dragons here in the second get their leadoff runner on, but come up empty at the end of 1.5 now. The Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines with back-to-back doubles by Hori and Fukuda in the first inning lead this one by a score of 1-0. The Marines here in the second will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Benny, Aono, and Takehara. Defensively for the Chunichi Dragons, Oga Sawada is on the mound, Tanishige behind the plate, Woods is at first base, Morino at second, Nakamura at third, Ibata at short, Inoue in left, Lee in center, and Fukudome in right. The first pitch to Benny by Oga Sawada misses outside, ball one. In other games, in the bottom of the first inning, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters have taken a 4-2 lead over the Yomiuri Giants. Next pitch swung on a missed by Benny, 1-1 the count. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes and a ball to Benny. The Yakult Swallows have a 1-0 lead over Nakuten at Fullcast Stadium Miyagi. The fourth offering to Benny. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Benny becomes strikeout victim number one of the night for Oga Sawada. And that'll bring up third baseman Aono. Yokohama Bay Stars strike first at Cebu Goodwill Dome and lead the Cebu Lions in the second inning by a score of 1-0. Hiroshima takes a 3-0 lead over Oryx at Kyocera Dome in Osaka. The first pitch to Aono misses low and away, ball one. Aono at third base tonight for the Marines against the left-hander. The next offering down the middle for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. Imae, the usual third baseman. The 1-1 offering, slow curveball, catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike two. And Hanshin leads SoftBank 2-0 in the second inning at Yahoo Dome in Fukuoka. The next offering misses outside, 2-2. The count to Aono here at Chiba Marine Stadium, where the Marines lead by a score of 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The next pitch, line drive into left field past Ibata. Base hit. So the Marines have a one-out base runner, and that'll bring up left fielder Takehara. Sawada has a sign, come set. The first pitch, slow curveball over the outside part of the plate, strike one. The second offering, swung on a miss, strike one, or strike two rather. Two strikes, no balls to count to Takehara. A next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Strikeout number two of the inning for Ogasawara. And that'll bring up number 9 batter, catcher Hashimoto. Hashimoto batting .217, no home runs and 2 RBIs. Very limited playing time. The first pitch misses low and away, ball 1. As Satozaki has become the regular catcher. The Marines, a couple years ago, when they won it all, had Hashimoto and... oh, who was the other catcher? Playing pretty much even. And pretty much in every game, both of them. Throw to first, runner back. The second offering, that one's down the middle of the plate for a called strike one. 1-1 the count to Hashimoto. Was it Hashimoto a couple years ago? My memory's failing me. The 1-1 offering swung on a miss, strike two. Yes, it was Hashimoto. So Satozaki and Hashimoto back in 2005 shared the catching duties a great deal. Last year, Satozaki pretty much took over catcher duties full-time. The fourth offering misses just a little low. Appeal to the third base umpire says no. Hashimoto did not go around. The count is 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. We'll do it again. Two strikes, two balls, two outs. Runner at first base here in the bottom of the second inning. Back in 2005, Satozaki caught 89 games, Hashimoto 68 games. The 2-2 offering misses outside, ball three. Full count to the Marine catcher. The Shobu pitch with the runner going, low and away, ball four. Hashimoto draws a base on balls. Aono heads to second base. And with two down, we've got runners at the quarters, runners at first and second, and Nishioka coming to the plate. Nishioka popped out to center field his first at bat. Tsuyoshi batting 288, one home run and 11 RBIs on the season. Ogasawara looks calm on the mound. Takes Tanishige's first pitch. Says yes. The first offering misses high and away. Ball one. Yoshi stands in. Ogasawara comes set. The second offering. That one catches the outside part of the plate. 1-1 the count. One offering misses high and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. Runners at first and second, two away here in the bottom of the second inning. Chivalote Marines leading 1-0. I don't know, a one out base hit. Hashimoto, two out, base on balls. Next offering catches the outside corner, called strike two. Ogasawara has struck out Binny and Takehara so far this inning. Count now even to Tsuyoshi, 2-2. The next offering swung on a miss, strike three. So Ogasawara strikes out the side with a hit and a base on balls sandwiched in there. And after two complete, Chivalote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. A beautiful evening over Tokyo Bay. Half a moon in the sky. Ono on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. He'll be facing numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters for the Chunichi Dragons. Lee batting 238, two home runs on the season, leads it off. He shows bunt, takes first pitch for called strike one. Tanishige on deck, Hibata in the hole. The second offering, a check swing, appeal to third base, says yes, Lee went around. Two strikes on the Dragon center fielder. Lee unable to hold up on the second pitch. Ono's third offering misses low and away. Ball one. The next offering misses inside, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. The next pitch swung on a miss, strike three. That's strikeout victim number one for Ono tonight. So one away, and Tanishige comes up to bat for the Dragons. The first offering in there for a called strike one. The next offering misses low and away to the right-handed batter. One and one the count. Ono on the mound, a right-handed pitcher. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball. Oh no, very quick pace there on the mound for the Marines. He had the Dragons out in 3 minutes in the first. The next offering swung on a miss, strike three. Strikeout victim number two for Ono, and it's back to the top of the order in Hibata. The first pitch to Hibata misses way outside and goes back to the backstop. Ball one. The second offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. One and one the count. I have word that the Rakuten broadcast is back up and running. If anybody wants to watch that game. The next offering, ooh, looked good. Called a ball, not sure where it missed though. One strike, two balls. The next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 2-2 now the count. The next pitch swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop Nishioka fields the ball just left of the second base bag and throws on to first in plenty of time to get Ibata. The Dragons are retired in order for the second time tonight. After 2.5, Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're on day two of interleague play. The Chibolote Marines hosting the Chunichi Dragons. Going to the bottom of the third, the Marines hold on to a 1-0 lead. If you're just joining us, the Marines scored in the first inning on a one-out double by Hori, followed by a double to right center by Fukuda. That's the only run so far in the game. And Hori will be leading off the third inning for the Chibolote Marines, batting .226 with no home runs and 3 RBIs on the season. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Ogasawara on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons, number 43. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. 2 quick strikes on Hori. Ogasawara, 3 strikeouts so far this game, all 3 of them in the second. The third offering to Hori swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2 strikes, no balls. In other games, Nippon Ham Fighters lead the Yomiuri Giants 4-2. Giants batting in the top of the third at Fukuoka Sapporo Dome. The fourth offering misses low and away. Ball 1, 2 strikes and a ball to Hori, leading off the third inning for the Marines. Ducton came up with a run and trail Yakult 1-2 in the third inning at Fullcast Stadium Miyagi. The next offering misses low and away to Hori, 2-2 now the count. Yokohama holds on to a 1-0 lead over the Seibu Lions at Seibu Goodwill Dome in Saitama. The 2-2 offering swung on and poked into center field. One bound in front of Lee. Base hit. Hori just reached out and poked the ball into straightaway center field. That'll bring up Fukuda, who doubled Hori in the first. Hiroshima leads the Oryx Buffaloes 4-2 now in the third inning at Kyocera Dome. And Hanshin holds on to a 2-0 lead over the SoftBank Hawks at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. rounding out interleague play this evening. The first pitch to Fukuda misses inside, ball one. Left-handed batter facing the left-handed Ogasawara on the mound. Runner at first, nobody out. Fukuda not showing bunt. The second offering swung on and lined up the first base side past the first base coach. 1-1 the count to Fukuda. Ogasawara comes set. The 1-1 offering catches the outside part of the plate. Strike two. A bit of a breeze at Chiba Marine Stadium, ruffling the uniform of the pitcher. Chiba Marine Stadium, located right off Tokyo Bay, known for its swirling winds, similar to Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Next offering, swung on and lifted deep to left field. Left fielder Inoue comes over, takes a couple of steps in, and makes the catch for out number one. So Fukuda gives the ball a drive, but doesn't go far enough. One away, runner at first base. That'll bring up center fielder Sabato, number four batter for the Chibolote Marines. Sabato grounded out to third his first at bat. Throw over to first base. Woody back in, standing up. Sabato's pants, they look like bell bottoms, coming almost completely over the spikes, especially in the back. I can't imagine that's easy to run in. The first offering to Sabato swung on and fell back to the backstop. Strike one. Ogasawara comes set. The second offering on the inside part of the plate. Called. Strike two. Two strikes, no balls. To the Marine number four batter. Designated hitter Zudeta on deck. One away, runner at first base. The third offering swung on a miss. Strike three. Sunkyu Sunshin. That's strikeout number four for Ogasawara tonight. And that'll bring up Zuleta. Coming over to the Marines after being released by the Hawks after last season. The first offering misses low and inside, ball one. Second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. A big swing by Zveta. ball just clearing the umpire's head. An extra face guard. Connected to his helmet. A 1-1 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Nakamura up with the ball. Throws across the diamond to first. In time for out number three. So the Marines, here in the third inning, get a leadoff base hit, but come up empty. At the end of three complete now, the Chivalote Marines lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. A beautiful spring night at Chiba Marine Stadium, where the Chivalote Marines are hosting the Chunichi Dragons. We're going to the top of the fourth inning, where the Dragons will be sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Tatsunami, Fukudome, and Woods. Ono, starting pitcher on the mound for the Chivalote Marines, has held the Dragons hitless through three. He's given up one walk. Woods the only base runner for the Dragons so far tonight. Tatsunami leads off, batting .306, no home runs and 7 RBIs. The first pitch by Ono, down the middle for a called strike one. In the bottom of the third, Nippon Ham leading the Giants by a score of 4-2 at Sapporo Dome. Next offering misses inside, ball one. 1-1 the count to designated hitter Tatsunami. Bay Stars lead the Cebu Lions at Cebu Goodwill Dome by a score of 1-0. Lions batting in the bottom of the third. Next pitch to Tatsunami, misses down low. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Hiroshima now leads the Oryx Buffaloes 5-2. Oryx batting in the third. Next pitch, swung on and grounded through the right side into right field, base hit. So Tatsunami with the first base hit for the Dragons tonight. And the Dragons' leadoff man is aboard here in the fourth. Fukudome batting .318 on the season, 9 home runs and 35 RBIs. The Dragons' right fielder. Swings and misses at the first pitch, swinging all the way around. One strike to Fukudome. Hanshin leads the SoftBank Hawks 2-0. Hawks batting in the bottom of the third at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. We're in the fourth here at Chiba Marine Stadium. Marines leading 1-0. Next offering swung on and hit the other way to left field. And that ball is up the line where Takahata can't get it. One bound and to the fence. By the time Takahata gets to the ball, throws it in, Fukudome is standing on second and Tatsunami is being held at third. So the first two hits for the Chunichi Dragons tonight puts runners at second and third with nobody out here in the fourth. And number four batter, Woods, coming up to the plate. Woods batting .321, 19 home runs and 48 RBIs. Always a threat with the long ball. The first pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Woods drew a base on balls. His first at bat on six pitches. Seven pitches, rather. Six pitches. The next offering swung on and fell back to the backstop. 1-1 the count. Right-handed pitcher Ono on the mound. Right-handed batter Woods at the plate. The third offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Woods getting his timing. Two strikes and a ball. Sign, come set. The next offering, Hashimoto set up low and away. Ono threw low and away. Ball two. 2-2 the count. Ono, come set again. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off Hashimoto. Hashimoto rubbing his thigh. Walks it off. Hashimoto looks okay. Takes his position behind the plate again. The 2-2 offering again. Misses outside. Ball three. Full count now to Woods. First base is open. Runners is second and third. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Dragons down 1-0. Ono comes set. The Shobu pitch swung on and lined to right field. Benny rushes in, makes the catch, throws home, not in time. Tatsunami scores from third. And Woods, a sacrifice fly to right, ties this ball game up. So that's one away, and that'll bring up Morino, the Dragons' second baseman. Fukudome held at second base. I don't know why. Perhaps Fukudome thought the ball would drop in and wanted to score. Nonetheless, runner at second, one away. Morino at the plate. First pitch misses outside. Ball one. Morino flew out to center his first at bat. The second offering misses low and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Oh no, trying to nibble at the corners. Not getting the call. The next offering, that one catches the outside corner for a called strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count. To the Dragons' second baseman, Morino. Ono comes set. The fourth offering misses way outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Runner at second baseman. Runner at second base, one away. The fifth pitch misses outside. Ball four. The second base on balls given up by Ono tonight. Hashimoto heads out to the mound to have a word with Ono. Runners now at first and second, one away, and that'll bring up third baseman Nakamura. Nakamura, familiar with the Pacific League pitchers, coming over from the Oryx Buffaloes. After Nori got into a bit of a contract spat with the Buffaloes, accepted a job with Chunichi on their educational team, and was signed before the season to a standard contract, although a couple digits less than what he got last year. First pitch to Nakamura, called strike one on the outside corner. Ono comes set. The second offering swung on and missed. No, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, no balls to Nakamura. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Dragons have scored one, threatening to score another. Runners at first and second, one away. Next offering misses just outside and high. Ball one, two strikes and a ball now to Nakamura. Lockton has tied it up 2-2 against Yakult at Full Cast Stadium Miyagi. Still batting in the third. Next pitch swung on and lined up the left field side, but foul. Third base coach ducks out of the way of that one. Yokohama takes a 2-0 lead over Cebu at Cebu Goodwill Dome in Saitama. Yokohama riding a 7-game losing streak right now, looking to break that. And speaking of losing streaks, is this year the year of the streak? The next pitch in the dirt, ball two. 2-2, the count to Nakamura. Oryx a 11-game losing streak. They win one, and then another 8-game losing streak. They break that and win, was it 5 in a row now? Very streaky. Yokohama had a 6-game winning streak going, and then right after that, this 7-game losing streak. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Aono fields it, throws to second for one, relay to first, in time, double play. 5-4-3, double play ends the threat. Here in the fourth. So for the Chunichi Dragons, a pair of hits and a sacrifice fly, score one. And after 3.5, we've got ourselves a 3-3 or a 1-1 tie. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Hockey Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Dragons managed to tie this ballgame up in the top of the fourth. In the bottom of the fourth, Chiba Lotte Marines will be sending up number 6, 7, and 8 batters, Benny, Aono, and Takehata. Benny struck out swinging his first at bat. Last night against these Chunichi Dragons, Benny put this game away with bases loaded. Hit a double into the right center gap. Batting 280, two home runs and 18 RBIs on the season. Three of those RBIs with that double last night. A bases clearing double to right center. First pitch to Benny, misses inside, ball one. No strikes and a ball. The second offering catches the inside corner. 1-1 the count. Oryx fighting back against Hiroshima, now trailing 3-5 in the fourth. Next pitch to Benny, swung on and fouled back to the backstop, two strikes and a ball. And SoftBank scores one, now trail Hanshin 1-2. SoftBank batting in the fifth. Fourth offering in the dirt. Tanishige fields the ball on a bound. With his face looking toward the first base dugout. 2-2 now the count to Benny. As in the right field stands, the Chiba Marine fans bounce like pogo sticks. The 2-2 offering misses down low, ball three. Full count now to Benny. Yokohama leads Seibu 2-0 in the fourth. Nakuten and Yakult tied 2-2 in the fourth inning. Nippon Ham and the Giants. Nippon Ham leads that one 4-2, also in the fourth. Next offering swung on and hit deep to left. It has the distance, but not the line. All the way to the upper part of the lower stands, but foul. Count remains full. Ogasawada looks unfazed on the mound. Shobu pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number five for Ogasawada. And that's the second time in a row for Benny tonight. One away here in the bottom of the fourth, and that'll bring up third baseman Aono. Aono singled to left his first at bat. The first pitch misses outside. Ball one. The second offering called strike one on the outside corner. And at the letters, kind of high, but 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch swung on and fell back. Tanishige giving chase, but that ball's going into the stands. Two strikes and a ball now to the third baseman, Aono. Wind's really starting to whip those uniforms around. Next offering swung on, fouled off Aono's foot and up the left field line. Count remains two strikes and a ball. Offering swung on and lifted to shallow left center field. One bound fielded by Inoue. And the throw to second base with Aono heads diving. He's out of there. Aono unable to stretch a single into a double. Inoue fielded the ball and immediately threw to second base, where Aono was diving in and touched out by second baseman Morino. So 7-4 assist, a single and out, stretching it into a double. The first pitch to Takahata misses high and away, ball one. The second offering misses low and away, ball two, no strikes, two balls. Third pitch, swung on and missed. Takahata almost loses his helmet swinging through that one. Fourth offering, another big swing and a miss, 2-2. Ogasawada battling back. to bring the count even. Ogasawara into the windup. The 2-2 offering misses outside. Ball three. Full count now to Takahata. Takahata struck out swinging on three pitches last time. Showing a little more patience this time. Shobu pitch by Ogasawara swung on in line deep to left field, but this one's foul. Not quite as high as Benny's, but still had good distance to it. Shobu pitch again, swung on this one to be fair. It's hit well back. Center fielder Lee going back, fields it off the fence. And Takahata has no problem reaching second base with a double to straightaway center off the fence. That'll bring up catcher Hashimoto. The ball off the extension to the fence. There's a padded part going up about 2.5 meters, and then another meter and a half to extension to that of chain link fence. So Hashimoto, a two-out double, and that'll bring up catcher Hashimoto, number 9 batter. Left-handed batter takes first pitch, low and away, ball one. Next offering, that one's over the outside corner, called strike one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on and lined to the left side, and Nori makes a diving catch, grabbing the ball in midair between short and third. A fantastic play by Nori Nakamura to end the inning. So Hashimoto lines out to third for the third out, and the two-out double comes to naught here in the bottom of the fourth. After four complete now, we've got a 1-1 tie. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the fifth with a 1-1 tie. So far in the game, the Chunichi Dragons, one run on two hits. They have not committed an error and have stranded two. The Chibolote Marines, one run on six hits, no errors, and they've stranded five through four. Number 7, 8, and 9 batters for the Dragons this inning, Inoue, Lee, and Tanishige. First pitch swung on and lined up the right field line. That's going to be trouble if it stays fair. And it's foul. Directly off the fence, just right of the foul line. That was just foul. Wind getting strong here at Chiba Marine Stadium. 7 meters per second. And it's a swirling wind. That ball's going to travel through several different eddies as it gets to the outfield. Next pitch, low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Inoue. The 1-1 offering, Inoue unable to hold up. Check swing, strike two. Oh no, fast pace on the mound. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. So Inoue becomes strikeout victim number three for Ono. And that'll bring up center fielder Lee. Lee struck out his first at bat. First pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Oh no, come set. The second offering just misses outside. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Third pitch, misses just a little low on the inside corner. Ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. The next pitch, swung on and grounded through the left side, past a diving Nishioka, into left field, base hit. So that's the third hit of the night for the Dragons. And that'll bring up Tanishige with one out and runner at first base. Dragons batting in the fifth. We've got a 1-1 tie if you're just joining us. Tanishige struck out swinging his first at bat. Stands in. Ono steps off the rubber. Runner back. The first pitch to Tanishige grounded to Tsuyoshi at short. Tsuyoshi takes the ball to second base himself for one, throws to first in time to get Tanishige, and the side is retired. That's the second ending double play in a row. that the Dragons have grounded into. And after 4.5, we're still tied up 1-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It's going to be the top of the order for the Chibolote Marines here in the fifth. Tsuyoshi Nishioka leading off, Hori batting second, and Fukuda batting third. Tanishige having grounded into a double play to end the inning. Late getting out there. Now Tanishige is out there. He throws the ball to second base. And Tsuyoshi Nishioka is announced. In the sixth inning, Nippon Ham Fighters lead the Giants 4-2 at Sapporo Dome. Tsuyoshi batting .286, one home run and 11 RBIs, stands in here at Chiba Marine Stadium. We've got a 1-1 tie. First offering by Oga Sawada misses way outside, ball one. Lachton and Yakult tied 2-2 in the fourth inning. Cebu trailing the Bay Stars 0-2 at Cebu Goodwill Dome. Next offering, big swing and a miss by Tsuyoshi, 1-1 now the count. Oryx trailing Hiroshima 3-5 at Kyocera Dome in Osaka. And in Fukuoka, Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks trailing Hanshin Tigers 1-2. That in the sixth. Tsuyoshi shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and gets called strike two. Two strikes and a ball to the Marines' leadoff batter here in the fifth. 1-1 tie. A fourth offering swung on and lined deep to left field. Going back is Inoue at the warning track. Reaches up, makes the catch just in front of the wall. An 8 meter per second wind coming in from the bay. Left field in the direction of the bay. Tsuyoshi gave that ball a ride, but just short. So we've got one away, and that'll bring up second baseman Hori. Wind increasing. It was 7 meters per second an inning ago. First pitch swung on and hit lines to left field, but right to Inoue, who fields the ball for out number two. So Hori swinging at the first pitch, lines it to Inoue in left. And that'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. The Marines hitting the ball hard this inning, but not hard enough. First pitch to Fukuda, misses low and away, ball one. Ball in the dirt, Tanishiki asks for another one. Fukuda doubled his first at bat, doubling in the only Lotte run. Next pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one, that evens the count up at 1-1. Fukuda then flew out to left. Next pitch, slow curveball, misses low and away, ball two, one strike, two balls to count. The fourth offering swung on and grounded, too short. Ibata up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the side is retired in order for the first time tonight. So the Marines down in order in the fifth, and after five complete, we're tied up 1-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. After the fifth inning, the ground crew takes a little extra time fixing up the field. And here at Chiba Marine Stadium, it's Salaryman Wednesday. A few salarymen went onto the field. Two of them fielded fly balls, while the other two had to go get balls from up the first baseline and feed it to the fly-throwing machine. It's basically a pitching machine, but throws fly balls. And with that 8 meter per second wind in center, one of the guys just could not get a judgment on the ball. The other salaryman actually did pretty well. wearing suit and necktie, fielded quite a few of those pop flies, regardless of the swirling winds. That was an interesting little exhibit. Ohno, so far in the game, has thrown 70 pitches, allowed 3 hits and 1 run. He'll be facing the top of the Chunichi order here in the 6th inning in Ibata, Tatsunami, and Fukudome. Ibata, so far tonight, has grounded out to short twice. Ohno finishes his warm-up pitches. Scoring so far in the game, in the bottom of the first, Chivalote Marine struck first with a one-out double to center field by Hori, followed by a double to right center by Fukuda, bringing Hori home. In the top of the fourth, the Dragons struck back. First pitch to Ibata in there for a called strike one. Tatsunami led off with a single to right. Fukudome doubled to left. And Woods sacrificed Tatsunami home with a fly ball to right. And that's where we stand. 1-1 after 5. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball 1. 1-1 the count to Ibata, leading off the 6th inning. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Catcher Hashimoto thinks about giving chase, but that ball goes into the stands. Strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Ibata. Double plays ended the fourth and fifth for the Dragons. Next offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. Count remains. Two strikes and a ball. Ohno throwing a very fast pace on the mound for the Chivalote Marines. Next offering misses just inside. Ball two. 2-2, now the count to Chunichi's Ibata at the plate. A 2-2 offering misses low and away. Ball three. Full count now to Ibata. Next offering swung on and lifted to right field. Shallow right field, and that ball goes foul. That could have been trouble had it stayed fair. But the wind blowing wouldn't let it. Ball coming in, or the wind coming in off the bay, which is left center field. Next offering swung on and line towards left center, but Nishioka makes a jumping grab at the ball, preventing it from going any further. Line drive to a jumping Nishioka at short, who timed his jump perfectly. And we've got one away here in the sixth. First pitch to number two batter Tatsunami in there for a called strike one. Tatsunami grounded out to first, singled to right, and later scored the only Chunichi run. Next offering swung on and fouled back. While Hashimoto gives chase, that ball goes over the back screen and into the stands. So two quick strikes on Tatsunami, Chunichi's designated hitter tonight. Third offering, low and away, throwaway pitch. Two strikes and a ball now. Next offering swung on and grounded to the pitcher. Pitcher Ono fields the ball and touches Tatsunami right there, but umpire calls it foul. Ooh. Ball was grounded up the first baseline. I don't know. Looked like he fielded the ball over the line, but, hey, my angle isn't as good as the umpire's. Ono was completely in fair territory. Tatsunami was just in foul territory, and Ono cut the ball just in front of his leg, where he touched him, but, foul ball. Next pitch swung on and fouled it and fouled up the first baseline. First baseman Fukuda fields the ball in foul territory and touches Tatsunami, but foul ball. Tatsunami stays alive. So Tatsunami, two ground balls just foul up the first baseline. The next offering, swung on a miss, strike three! So Tatsunami becomes strikeout victim number four for Ono. And that'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome flew out to right and doubled to left so far tonight. What surprised me was he stayed at second on Woods' sacrifice fly to right. My guess is he was hoping to score had the ball bounced in and wasn't touching up. First pitch, misses inside, ball one. No strikes and a ball as the clock strikes 8, Japan Standard Time. Next offering misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls. The third offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Hoodie up with the ball at second base, throws to first in time, and the Dragons are down in order yet again. Here in the sixth. So after 5.5 now, we continue to be tied up, 1-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 tie. As the wind continues to increase in speed coming in off the bay. Still a beautiful evening over Tokyo Bay. Ogasawara has thrown 89 pitches so far. Allowed 6 hits and 1 run. He struck out 5 while walking just 1 batter so far. He'll be facing numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters in the Marines lineup. Sabato swings at the first pitch, fouling off to the left side, strike one. Sabato so far tonight has grounded out to third and struck out swinging. Ogasawara's second offering misses way up high, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. Designated hitters Zuleta on deck and Benny, right fielder, in the hole. The 1-1 offering, and it's fouled off the bat. I wasn't really sure if that was a foul ball or if it hit Sabato's arm, but Sabato not going anywhere. Unable to get out of the way of the ball. Fouled it off. Next offering, low and away, swung on a miss, strike three. That's strikeout number 6 for Ogasawara tonight. And that'll bring up Zuleta. The first offering to Zuleta, slow curveball, catches the outside corner for a called strike one. A big, slow, looping curveball by the left-hander. Zuleta calls time, steps out, and back in. One strike, no balls to count. One away here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 1-1 tie. The second offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Lee going back at the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch. So Zuleta hit the ball to straightaway center field, and the wind is coming in from there. Two away. And that'll bring up right fielder Benny. Scoreboard says the wind is now coming in from left field at 7 meters per second. But it looks a bit stronger around the plate area. Benny has struck out twice so far tonight. He did give one ball a long ride foul to left. And he's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it up the middle, but Ibata fields the ball near the second base bag, throws on the first in time, three away. The Chibolote Marines down in order twice in a row now. And after six complete, we remain tied up at one apiece. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 1-1 tie, pitcher's duel between Ono and Ogasawara here at Chiba Marine Stadium tonight. The Chunichi Dragons sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 in their order. Woods, Morino, and Nakamura. Woods has reached on a base on balls and hit a sacrifice fly to right, scoring the only Chunichi run of the night. So 0 for 0 so far tonight. The first offering to Woods in the dirt, stopped well by Hashimoto. Ball one. No change in the other five games going on. The second offering just misses low and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Nipponham Giants, 4-2 in the sixth. Lucton Yakult, 2-2 in the fifth. Next offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Ball going way up high. The swirling winds could give it trouble, but Benny comes in and makes the catch from right field. One away. Scoreboard claiming the wind coming in from center now at 7 meters per second. But similar to Candlestick Park, there are lots of swirling winds on the stadium next to the bay. Seibu Yokohama, 0-2 in the fifth inning. Orix Hiroshima, 3-5 in the fifth. The first pitch to Morino called strike one on the outside corner. And SoftBank Hanshin, 1-2. In the seventh. Next pitch to Morino. Misses high and away. Ball one. 1-1 the count. It's 1-1 here at Chiba Marine Stadium. The next offering misses outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off of Hashimoto's mask. Almost knocks the catcher down. So 2-2 now the count to Morino. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to left field. Takehara starts dashing towards center, stops, and waits for the ball, and makes a catch for out number two. So two quick outs here in the seventh for the Dragons, and that'll bring up number six batter, third baseman, Nori Nakamura. Nakamura has flown out to first and grounded into an inning-ending double play to third. First pitch misses outside, ball one. The second offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. 1-1 the count to Nakamura. The 1-1 offering misses up high, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Hashimoto calls time and gives a sign to Ono, making sure the battery is together. The fourth offering misses low and away. Ball three. One strike, three balls the count. The next offering swung on in line right back to Ono. Ono drops the ball, scrambles for it, fields it, throws to first base in time, and I'm not sure if Ono is all right or not. It looked like he might have hurt his glove hand. Nonetheless, he was able to record the out at first base to retire the Dragons in order here in the top of the seventh. Going to the bottom of the seventh, we continue to be tied up 1-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're tied up 1-1 going to the Marines' lucky 7 at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. The Hanshin Tigers scored one in the top of the 7th, still batting there, and now lead the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks 3-1. The Chivalote Marines, here in the bottom of the 7th, will be sending up the bottom of their order, Aono, Takehara, and Hashimoto. Takehara struck out swinging and doubled off the center field fence. 1-for-2, the first pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. One strike. Oga Sawada on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons. Has allowed just 6 hits so far and 1 run. The next offering misses inside. Ball 1, 1-1 the count. A 1-1 offering, big swing and a miss, strike 2. 2 strikes and a ball now to Aono. A 4th offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side. 2 strikes and a ball. With 2 strikes and a ball on the 5th offering, Aono doubled off the center field fence in the 4th. The 5th offering misses outside. Ball 2. That evens the count up at 2-2. A 2-2 pitch, swung on a miss, strike 3. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading Takahata's line. Aono was 2 for 2. 2 singles. Although his second single, he tried to reach second on it and was thrown out. Nonetheless, strikeout swinging to lead off the seventh, and that's the seventh strikeout by Ogasawara. That'll bring up left fielder Takahata. Takahata has struck out and doubled to center. Swings and misses at the first pitch. One strike. Ogasawara doesn't like the ball he got. Throws it back, asks for another. Umpire throws that one out. The second offering to Takahata catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Sorry, that was strikeout number 6, not 7. The next pitch misses outside, ball 1. 2 strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Lee goes back and in front of the warning track, slows down, waits for the ball, and makes the catch. That's two away. And that'll bring up catcher Hashimoto. That's now 9 straight outs for Ogasawara, as Takehata's double in the fourth inning was the last time a Marine reached base. First pitch to Hashimoto, misses down low, ball 1. No strikes and a ball. Hashimoto, base on balls, and lined out to Nori, who made a nice diving grab to save extra bases. Next pitch called strike 1. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 offering. That one's in there for a called strike 2 at the knees. 2 strikes and a ball now to Hashimoto. Ogasawara's fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2 strikes and a ball. The next offering taken low and away, one bound, gets away from Tanishige. He lets it go. 2-2 now the count. Ogasawara into the windup. The 2-2 offering swung on and lifted deep to right center field. Going back, Fukudome looks up, the ball off the top of the fence. Lee fields the ball, and Hashimoto, round second, goes into third, sliding the ball, not in time. Hashimoto, triple to right center. So the Marines with a 2-out runner at third. Thank you. With runner at third base, that brings up the top of the order in Tsuyoshi Nishioka. Two away, runner at third base. That win stopped what could have been a home run. Hashimoto settles for the triple. Ohno looking to get the lead as he warms up outside the first base dugout. And the first pitch to Tsuyoshi, grounded through the left side base hit. Hashimoto trots in from third base, and the Chibolote Marines take a 2-1 lead. So with two outs, Hashimoto triples to right center. Nishioka singles through the left side. And the Marines up 2-1. That brings up second baseman Hori. Hori, 2-for-3 tonight. A double, single, and lined out to left. Ogasawara looking a little shaken on the mound for the first time tonight. He's seemed pretty poker-faced all night. No matter how big the pinch, although he hasn't really been in many pinches. Throw over to first base. Tsuyoshi back standing up. The first offering to Hori, big swing and a miss, strike one. Shunichi Dragons pretty much lost first place during interleague play back in 2005, the first year of interleague play. Next offering misses up high. Ball one. 1-1 the count. In 2006, doing much better, going from second to first during interleague play, where they finished off the year last year. 1-1 the count to Hori. The 1-1 offering. Called strike two on the outside corner, and Tsuyoshi thrown out at second base, trying to steal three away. Tanishige throws the ball on the money to second base to get Tsuyoshi. But not before Tsuyoshi drives in Hashimoto from third base to put the Chibolote Marines up by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fujita comes in to pitch for the Chibolote Marines here in the 8th. And while he warms up, we'll take a short break. Alrighty, we're going to the 8th inning here at Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fujita becomes the second pitcher of record for the Marines. Now that Ono has credit for the win, leading 1-0 after 7 complete. Fujita will be facing the bottom of the order, Inoue, Lee, and Tanishige, except Hidenori will be pinch hitting for Inoue. The first pitch by the left-hander to the right-handed batter misses high and tight, ball one. Hidenori, an outfielder, most likely stay in the game after this pinch hitting appearance. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Fujita's third offering misses high and away, ball three. So Fujita unable to find the strike zone on first three pitches here in the 8th. Fourth offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. Still no change in the other games. The next offering misses high and away, ball four. Hidenori draws a base on balls to lead off the 8th inning for the Chunichi Dragons. Marines holding on to a narrow 1-0 lead. That'll bring up center fielder Lee. Nippon Ham leading the Giants 4-2 in the 8th. Lufkin tied with the Yokohama Swallows 2-2 in the 6th. Seibu trailing the Yokohama Bay Stars 0-2 in the 7th. Fujita's first offering is a throw to first base. Hidenori dives back in unnecessarily. Fujita comes set. Another throw to first base. This one a little closer. Hidenori dives back in safely. Fujita set again. The first pitch. Lee showing bunt takes first pitch for a called strike one. Wodick trail Hiroshima 3-5 in the 7th, and SoftBank trails Hanshin 1-3 in the 7th. We're in the 8th here at Chiba Marine Stadium. Marines leading 2-1 Another throw to first. He didn't know he'd just back in there. Another throw to first. He didn't know he dives back in. Fujita looks like he's having fun on the mound. The next offering. Lee shows bunt. Misses the ball. Strike two. So two quick strikes on the Korean import. The third offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Aono throws to second. No, he doesn't throw to second. Fields the high ground ball and doesn't have a play anywhere. Infield base hit for Lee. So, runners at first and second, nobody out for the Dragons here in the eighth. That brings Valentine Kontogu out of the dugout. And he's talking to the home plate umpire. Looks like Fujita, after two batters, is done. Yabuta is being called as the next pitcher, so while Yabuta comes in to warm up, we'll take a short break. Chunichi Dragons, runners at first and second, nobody out, top of the eighth, trailing 1-0. Be back. And with Moeru Dragons playing in the background, Yabuta finishes his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing catcher Tanishige, number 9 batter. Yabuta on the season, he's appeared in 17 games, has a 1-1 record, a 1.40 ERA. Tanishige is being called. Runners at first and second, nobody out for the Dragons here in the top of the eighth inning, trailing 1-0. Hoping to get something going. Tanishige stands in. The first pitch, Tanishige is showing bunt, takes pitch. And the first pitch was high and tight, ball one. No strikes and a ball to Tanishige. Wind really whipping those loose uniform tops around. Yabata has a sign, come set. The next offering, Tanishige is swinging. Lifts the ball to center field. Center fielder Sabato fields the ball, comes up ready to throw, but everybody holds. So Tanishige flies out to center field for out number one. Showed bunt for a second, brought the bat back, and swung away. Flew out to center for out number one. That brings up the top of the order. Shortstop, Ibata. Ibata, not easy to double up. Yet, he's grounded out to short twice and lined out to short. Batting 308, three home runs. And was it 13 RBIs? Somewhere around there. Hayakawa is in center field, not Sabato. And Ibata swinging at the first pitch, bringing it deep to left center field, going back all the way to the fence. It's off the fence. Hidenori scores from second base. Lee heads into third base as Ibata, a double off the left center field wall, drives in the tying run. And we've got a 2-2 tie. Ibata gives the first pitch a ride, tying this ball game up. That'll bring up designated hitter Tatsunami with runners at second and third and one away. Tatsunami 1-for-3 tonight. Grounded out to first, single to right, and struck out. First pitch in there for a called strike one over the outside part of the plate. The second offering misses inside while Hashimoto was set up outside. 1-1 the count. It's a final at Sapporo Dome. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters defeated the Yomiuri Giants 4-2. The 1-1 offering swung on a miss. Strike two to Tatsunami. Two strikes and a ball. Runners at second and third. One out. Chunichi Dragons have tied this ball game up. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to the right side. And Hori fails to field the ball. Infield was in. It wasn't a difficult play by Hori, but the hop gets by him. Lee scores from third base. I would call that an E4 myself. We'll wait for the official scoring. Hori fails to field the ball. And runners now at the corners with one out. And the Chunichi Dragons lead this one 3-2. First offering, Fukudome swung on and fouled off. Strike one. The second offering to Fukudome swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Two quick strikes on the Dragon Slugger. Two runs in so far for the Dragons here in the eighth. The third offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Hori up with the ball, throws to Tsuyoshi for one. The relay to first, in time, double play. 4-6-3, double play ends it, but not before the Chunichi Dragons come up with two. Ibata's double off the left field fence, driving in one, and the error by Hori, allowing a second run. At the end of 7.5 now, Chunichi Dragons take a 3-2 lead. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium, where the Chunichi Dragons have successfully taken a 3-2 lead. Going to the bottom of the 8th inning, Okamoto takes over on the mound for Oga Sawada, right-handed pitcher replacing the left-handed pitcher. He'll be facing Hori, who was stranded at the plate when Tsuyoshi was thrown out stealing, to end the 7th. Chunichi Dragons, 3 runs on 5 hits. Lotte, 2 runs on 8 hits. First pitch in there for a called strike 1 to Hori. The second offering by Okamoto in the dirt. Caught on a bound by Tanishige, who trades in the ball. Okajima comes set. The third offering misses high and tight. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back. Ball bounces back to the pitcher. Two and two now the count to Hori. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Past the third base dugout. Count remains 2-2. Okamoto comes set. The next offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side. Hori battles it off, keeping the count even at 2-2. The 2-2 offering again swung on and fouled back. Count remains 2-2. Okamoto set, 2-2 pitch again, swung on, fouled off, not fouled off, swung on and missed, ball gets away from Tanishige, who picks up the ball and touches. Hori out. For out number one. Ball bounced off of Tanishige's chest protector. So Hori battles Okajima well. But comes up empty. First pitch to Fukuda. Swung on a miss. Strike one. Next offering, swung on, grounded over, jumping Okamoto on the mound. Fielded by Ibata behind the second base bag, throws to first base in time for out number one, or out number two. So a quick out by Fukuda, and that'll bring up right fielder Sabato. A couple innings ago, Hayakawa went into center field. Sabato moved from center to right. Vinny moved from right to left. And Takehata came out of the game. First pitch to Sabato in the dirt outside, ball one. Next offering, misses down low, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The next offering, swung on and lined into center field, one bound, two bound, base hit. So Sabato with a two-out single here in the bottom of the eighth, trailing 3-2. And that'll bring up designated hitter Zudeta. Zuleta 0-4-3 tonight. Grounded out to second, grounded out to third, and flown out to center. First pitch by Okamoto. Swung on and lifted deep to left field. Going back. And now coming forward is the left fielder who's in left now? Hidenori, after initially going out, comes in and makes a catch for out number three. That wind is strong out there, and Zuleta just got under it a little bit too much. Nonetheless, it goes out as a fly out to left. And after eight complete, Chibolote Marines find themselves down by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chibolote Marines bring in Heiuchi to play second base now. Fori, a costly error in the eighth, allowing the Dragons to take a 3-2 lead. Tyrone leads off the ninth for the Chunichi Dragons, taking the first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. For the Dragons here in the ninth, it's Tyrone Woods, Morino, and Nakamura. The second offering to Woods misses down low, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The third offering swung on and fouled off the catcher. Two strikes and a ball now to Woods. The next pitch misses high and tight, 2-2. For the Chivalote Marines, Yabuta on the mound, Hashimoto behind the plate, Fukuda at first, Heuchi just coming in this inning at second, Aono at third, Nishioka at short. Next offering just misses outside, ball three, full count to Woods. The outfield has been scrambled. Benny is in left, Hayakawa in center, and Sabato in right. Shobu pitch by Yabuta in the dirt, taken for ball four. And Woods draws his second base on balls of the night to lead off the ninth. As the clock strikes 9, here Japan Standard Time. This game started at 6:16 this evening. So we're just about 2 hours and 45 minutes into it. Morino stands in. First pitch, Morino bunts the ball up into the air and foul back to the backstop. Chunichi with a one-run lead, looking to add to it. Hiroshima's extended their lead over Oryx to 7-3. Next pitch, bunted up the first base side, fielded by pitcher Yabuta. His only play is to first base. And Morino lays down the sacrifice to move Woods on to second. That'll bring up third baseman Nakamura. Nakamura 0-3. Popped out to first, grounded into a double play to end the fourth, and grounded back at, or hit a line drive back to the pitcher, who dropped it, picked it up, and threw him out. First pitch taken for a called strike one here in the ninth. Runner at second base, one away. Second offering, swung on and grounded, or lined over the first baseman. The ball is in there fair, going into the right field corner. Woods rounds third, heads on home. Dragons take a 4-2 lead as Nakamura heads into second with a stand-up double to the right field corner. So the leadoff walk to Woods. Comes back to haunt Yabuta. And the Dragons take a 4-2 lead. That'll bring up left fielder Hidenori. Came in as a pinch hitter for Inoue. Stayed in the game in left. first pitch in there on the inside corner at the knees for a called strike one. Hidenori walked his first at bat and came around to score the tying run back in the eighth. Next offering misses way outside. Hashimoto looked fooled on that one. Not expecting the ball way out there. Had to dive for the ball. 1-1 the count. Nakamura, an RBI double at second base. Third offering drops for a ball. One strike, two balls. Yabuta comes set. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman Fukuda next to the first base coach's box calls for the ball and makes a catch in foul territory for out number two. That'll bring up center fielder Lee. Lee, 2-for-3 tonight. Struck out swinging, singled to left, and had an infield single. Came around to score the go-ahead run in the eighth. Yabuta's first offering misses up high, ball one. Next offering swung on, fouled off the catcher. 1-1 now the count. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters defeated Yomiuri Giants 4-2. That's the only game concluded so far tonight. Rakuten and Yakult tied 2-2 in the seventh. Seibu Yokohama. Yokohama leading that one 2-0. Seibu batting in the 8th. 1-1 offering swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field. And Nakamura not holding at second, coming home. The throw home, not in time. Safe. Nakamura beats the throw. Aggressive base running by Nakamura on the ground ball through the left side. That puts the Dragons up 6-2. A very important insurance run. So Nori scores on the single to left by Lee. And we've got a pitching change. So the Marines now down 6-2 here in the top of the ninth. And we'll be back. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It's Komi-chan, Komiyama, coming in to pitch for the Chiba Lotte Marines. He'll be facing former battery mate Tanishige, as the two were both on Yokohama a number of years ago. His first pitch to Tanishige misses high and tight. Ball one. The second offering, that one catches the outside corner at the knees for a called strike one, evening the count up at 1-1. Komi-chan has thrown in 11 games so far this year, has 2 wins, no losses, a 3.60 ERA. The next offering misses down low. Appeal to the first base umpire says no, Tanishige did not swing. Lee went to second base on the throw home. So it was a single to left and advanced to second on the throw. Next offering misses down low. Appeal to first base umpire says no, Tanishige did not swing. One strike, 3 balls. Lee is at second base, 2 away. Two runs in so far this inning. Next pitch swung on, grounded to third base. Third baseman Aono up with the ball, throws across the diamond in time for out number 3. I think I said Chunichi was up 6-2. It's 5-2. They only scored 2 this inning. So Tanishige grounds out to third to end the inning for the Dragons. 2 runs on a walk and pair of hits puts them up after 8.5 by a score of 5-2. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Iwase comes in to close for the Chunichi Dragons, up 5-2 here in the ninth inning. Iwase will be seeing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Benny, Aono, and Hayakawa. Hayakawa had come in defensively in the 8th inning. The Oryx Buffaloes have scored a couple and now trail the Hiroshima Carp 5-7, batting in the eighth inning, narrowing that gap. Benny leads off the bottom of the ninth for the Chivalote Marines, down by 3. Iwase, left-handed pitcher on the mound. First offering to Benny, catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Iwase comes set. The second offering swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. Two quick strikes on Benny, leading off the bottom of the ninth. Ono pitched 7 strong innings, came out with the lead after 7. But Lotte's relief unable to hold it. Next pitch by Iwase misses high and away. Ball 1. 2 strikes and a ball now to Benny. A fourth offering just misses outside. Ball 2. Abunai. 2-2 now the count to Benny. The 2-2 offering misses up high. Ball 3. Full count. Junichi's Mori pitching coach looking a bit nervous in the third base dugout. Iwase comes set. Shobu pitch. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. First baseman Woods. No, not Woods. First baseman gives chase. Now in at first base is Watanabe. Shobu pitch again, swung on and lifted to the right side. Tanishige giving chase this time, but the ball goes up into the stands. Foul ball again. So with full count, Benny fouls the pair off. Benny stands in. Shobu pitch. Check swing fouled back to the backstop. And we do it all again. The fourth full count pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Fifth time's a charm. Shobu pitch again, swung on and lined over the first baseman into right field, one bound, two bound, base hit. The leadoff man is aboard. here in the ninth for the Chibolote Marines. And that'll bring up third baseman Ohno. Ohno, 2-4-3. Pair of singles and strikeouts. Iwase comes set. The first offering to Ohno catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Iwase looks in, has the sign, comes set. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two quick strikes on Ohno. Benny at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth. Lotte trailing by three. Next pitch misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Chunichi up 5-2. Lotte looking to get something going here in the ninth. The fourth offering, check swing, fouled off at the plate. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Iwase comes set. A next pitch swung on and lifted high to the left side. Shortstop Ibata calling for it. Now Nori is. And it comes down to Nori. Ibata apologizes for calling for it. As Nori makes the catch on the high fly ball. For out number one. That brings up center fielder Hayakawa. Hayakawa batting 300, two home runs and 13 RBIs on the season. Came in defensively in the eighth. Benny at first base, one away. Iwase comes set. The first pitch misses high and away. Ball one. Iwase set. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the right side, evening the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on late. Strike two. Two strikes and a ball now. The next offering misses high and away. Ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Runner first base, one out. Chivalote Marines batting in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 5-2. Benny the runner at first base. Hayakawa at the plate. Next offering, swung on, fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Wasik comes set. 2-2 offering again. Swung on, fouled back to the backstop. And we'll do it a third time. Benny had 5 full count pitches. And this is the third 2-2 pitch. To Hayakawa. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Two away now. Iwasa's first strikeout. And that'll bring up pinch hitter Imae. For catcher Hashimoto. Batting 277, 4 home runs, 21 RBIs. Imae stands in. First pitch, swung on and fouled off the third baseline. His second offering, swung on and grounded to third. Nori, nice fielding on the short hop. Fields the ball, throws across the diamond in time for the final out of the game. The Chunichi Dragons take this one by a score of 5-2. In other games, real quick, the Nippon Ham Fighters defeated the Yomiuri Giants 4-2, and only one other game concluded. Hanshin Tigers defeated the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks 3-1 at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Nakuten and Yakult are still tied 2-2. Ducton batting in the 8th inning. Seibu losing to Yokohama 1-2 at Seibu Goodwill Dome. Yokohama batting in the 9th. And the Onyx Buffaloes trailing Hiroshima Toyo Carp 5-7. Buffaloes batting in the 9th at Kyocera Dome in Osaka. Once again, at Chiba Marine Stadium, it was the Chunichi Dragons with 5 runs on 7 hits and no errors. They stranded 4. The Chivalote Marines had 2 runs on 10 hits. They committed 1 error, and they stranded 6. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. Proyaki Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com. and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay, your host, wishing you a good one. Take care.